This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear friends in Christ, in the Gospel of St. John, Jesus shows himself to be the new temple of God. And we see that in today's reading from John's Gospel. It builds on what we read a couple weeks ago in this Gospel as well. When Jesus went to the temple itself for the Feast of Tabernacles. Several weeks ago, there at that feast, Jesus said, "If anyone believes in me, streams of living water will flow forth from him." And now in today's reading, which is still taking place at the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus also says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, how does this show us that Jesus is the new temple? Well, first, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Light is a big theme in John's Gospel, all the way back to John chapter 1, where John writes about Jesus, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Jesus, in our reading today, claims to be this light himself. He is the light which blots out darkness. What is the darkness? Well, the darkness is this fallen, sinful world, fallen away from God because of what we have done by our fault, our own fault. The darkness is sin. The darkness is us. And Christ comes into the world and shines his light into that darkness. It brings our sin to light, and it in fact removes it from us. For where there is light, it is not dark. Darkness cannot exist where light shines. It is banished by its very presence. Thus, whoever follows Jesus, who believes in his name, Jesus says, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Christ's light shines in the darkness of our world, bringing light to us. And in that same area where St. John writes about the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it, John also writes that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that it tabernacled among us. These two things are connected. And that brings us then to the end of today's reading, where St. John tells us the location of where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." It took place in the temple itself, in, St. John says, the treasury of the temple, which we sometimes also call the court of women. You see, there were multiple courts, levels of holiness in the temple in Jerusalem. The court that we're speaking about, the treasury, the court of the women, was not the holiest court, but it was also one that Gentiles were not allowed to enter. It's the court where, of course, the treasury was located, giant horns in which you threw coins that rattled all the way down to the boxes underground. And it's also the court where four giant lampstands stood. Each of these lampstands was built of stone, stacked up 75 feet tall. And at the top, there were four separate giant lamps on each one of them, each holding 2.5 gallons of olive oil. and the giant burning flame on the end of all of them. That area of the temple was always bathed in light from these 16 lamps on top of these four lamp stands. That part of the temple always had light. And during the feast, which Jesus is saying, both "If anyone believes, streams of living water will flow from them," and "I am the light of the world, if anyone believes, they will never be in darkness," in this place also, during the Feast of Tabernacles, water was drawn up from a cistern and poured out before God. Light and living water, a part of the celebration where Jesus is. And Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." He also says other things that indicate he sees himself as the new temple. He says, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." In the temple was showbread. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Over the door of the temple, a giant golden vine hung. Jesus says all of these things, indicating that he is the new temple. John's words from John 1 are fulfilled then later on in the gospel. "The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us." Now, that's a neat theological idea, and it's true, and it's what St. John teaches, but what does it mean for us? There's several things we could pull out of this. There's two of which I want to talk about today. First off, if Jesus is the new temple, it means that he is the place where sacrifice must be performed. In fact, his body is the location where the sacrifice to God must be performed. And not only that, Jesus also is the high priest who offers that sacrifice to God, and he is the sacrifice himself. That's how he's able to banish darkness. That's how he takes away your sin. He is the entire temple, its actions, its meaning, its location wrapped up in one person, God in our flesh. By his wounds you are healed. By his work you're saved from your sin. It's all accomplished in the person and work of Christ. For you. And secondly, and I think this is something that's important for us to know right now, because Jesus is the new temple in John's gospel, it also means that we now do not need a new earthly temple. We do not need to rebuild a Jewish temple in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. We do not need to tear down the Dome of the Rock for that purpose. If you wish to tear it down because of its false worship, that's an entirely different matter. We do not need a new Jewish temple in Jerusalem. It's not necessary. It's not something worth fighting for or dying for. The Temple Mount might be an interesting archaeological site. A history nerd like me loves those kind of things, but we do not need to rebuild something new there. Jesus is our temple. He is a temple that can never be destroyed. In John 2, Jesus said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." And so exactly it happened on the cross for you. Jesus was destroyed. He poured out his blood. He was crucified. And on the third day, he rose never to die again, never to be destroyed again. He is still our temple right here, right now. And he always will be. And in the resurrection of the dead, all of our worship will happen in his presence, seeing him face to face, world without end. Jesus is the temple. From him flows living water, as he tells us himself. From him shines the light of the world, as he tells us himself. We eat the bread of his presence, in with and under bread here at the altar, his own flesh. He is the golden vine. We are the branches. He is the door. The sheep pass through. He is all we need. He is our new temple. And nothing else can be substituted for him. In the name of Jesus, amen.